Iran wasn't always a place where women were forced to cover up, the government killed its own people, and kids sold kidneys for food. It used to be a thriving democracy. Then, Iran's prime minister tried to nationalize their oil to take it back from British corporations. The CIA and the Brits didn't like that. So in 1953, they helped overthrow him and replace him with the Shah, basically a king. The Shah was controversial. So in 1979, liberal college students led a revolution to overthrow him. What they hoped for was freedom. What they got was the Islamic Republic. The Republic executed thousands of political prisoners, including those students. In 1979, they held 52 Americans hostage for 444 days. Night after night, they paraded our citizens on camera and tortured them off camera. We took that personally. Now, you need to understand this about the Islamic Republic. They aren't rational geopolitical actors. They are religious fanatics who welcome death. Their constitution lists their messiah, a figure who disappeared over 1,000 years ago, as head of state. They believe he will only come back at the end of the world, so that's what they want. That's why they fund Hamas and Hezbollah. That's why their terror network has launched attacks in Europe, Muslim countries, and killed Americans worldwide.